At his core, the Glonconer is a seducer. As he said this, the corner of the storyteller's eyes crinkled almost imperceptibly. Edie wondered what it was about this story he disliked, and why he continued to tell it if it pained him.
He bewitches maidens with a passion that is all-consuming. The words whipped the audience up, causing sighs, smiles, and nervous giggles.
The two goth girls looked uncharacteristically giddy. Edie rolled her eyes and grinned. Giggly, bubbly, goths. One more thing I wasn't expecting to see today. Only at the fair, I guess.
The depth of his affection is so fierce, it captivates.
The elf began a dance-like walk around and through his admirers. He flirted with the ladies, but spun his lithe form away before touching them. Their husbands and boyfriends he clapped on the back in a conspiratorial way. Her fingers tugged the pendant back and forth on its chain, and her eyes glancing once more at her watch, Edie decided she better get back to work. She pushed away from her tree at the same time the storyteller broke a gap in the circle of listeners and grabbed her hand. He began walking backward, drawing her into the center of the audience, which closed the gap behind her, leaving her feeling trapped.
Once he has drawn her in, he will woo her.
The elf released her hands as he kneeled before her in a courtly gesture. Edie both wanted to flee, and found herself reassured by his dark, sparkling eyes.
He will love her more deeply than she has ever been loved. He will lift her to unimaginable heights, inspiring greatness in her, for she will be his goddess.
Ever so slowly, the elf rose to his feet, still gazing at Edie.
For a time, but he will leave her.
What if she leaves him? Edie blurted out, eliciting a few surprised laughs from the crowd. The storyteller eyed her with intensity.
That is how one bests a trickster, he whispered, lifting her hand to his lips and gracing her skin with a kiss. By not caring.